We're back on Rochester Speaks, heading on over to the West Side today in Greece, where this organization helps you find your new best friend, and they've been doing it since 1996. I'm joined by Tammy Becker from GRASP. Tammy, thanks for joining me this morning. First of all, tell us, what does GRASP stand for?
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for having us here. We're excited to be here. And good question. It's definitely a question I'm asked very often because my name tag, wherever it is, I don't have it on, I don't know. But it's Greece Residents Assisting Stray Pets. But yes, we are a nonprofit animal rescue in Greece.
So many, we know, like you said before, the market is saturated so many animals out there in need of homes. So Greece residents are stepping up to the plate and helping out. And this is remarkable. And this organization coming together to do such great work. What are some of the needs right now? And how many pets have been rescued through your organization?
Well, definitely thousands over the years. So very grassroots. It started in the early 90s. And the 1996 date you reference is when we actually became a nonprofit. I don't know if I've done the math on how many thousands, but in recent times we have spreadsheets, we track it all. But in early days, I think it was done on paper, so I'm not sure where all that data exists. But to date, as I think you did your homework on, we've done about 300 this year alone, which is a lot of pets. So more than one a day. This is just a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job to rescue animals that are found here, there, and everywhere. Due to some unfortunate circumstance, they end up in our care if they're lucky.
And so this is something that you do on a completely volunteer basis, and your entire board does on a volunteer basis. And that's amazing, too, because talking with you before the interview, you've put so much time and effort into this from sunup to sundown. Yeah. Talk about why that's so important to you and all the other members of the team at GRASP.
So I kind of liken it to a rabbit hole. I don't know if that's a good advertisement for it, but When I first thought about doing this, it was to get a second pet. So that was my goal, simply to get a second cat to keep my cat, who is now 18 and a half, company. And just, I don't know, I wanted two cats. I've had a cat since I was in second grade. And anyway, that didn't pan out for one reason or another. My cat vetoed the selection I brought home. So both male and female and kittens. So then I decided I would give back in other ways. And so I got involved with the group. It started off, my idea was 2 days a month to have something to do when I retired. And the need just, I can't even tell you how so significantly outweighs the resources that people can give whatever they want to give, you know, of whether it's time or resources, and they can give it to whatever extent they have limits. I personally don't have kids and a few other things that some other people might have that constrain my time. So I'm, for the most part, happy to do it. And like I said, we have a 9-person board. We work together as a team, and it's really heartwarming how, you know, if someone needs something, you reach out and it, you know, someone else steps up to the plate to help out.
Tammy Becker, you do the PR and marketing for GRASP, which you do a very good job at. Obviously, if you check the Facebook page and how many followers and how much interaction there is up there, or you check out any of the other messaging in the community for GRASP, you can see that. But I know you do so much more, too. And the other board members are very involved with actually caring for these pets and doing some of the day-to-day work. Talk a little bit about what that day-to-day work is for you and how maybe the community can step in and contribute as well.
So excellent question. So we have no shelter whatsoever. And while we do say we are a Greece-based rescue, and our mission is primarily to Greece, it started out with the animals picked up by animal control, did not have any other outlet. If they were not claimed by an owner, they were routinely euthanized. So very, very sad stuff, and not all that long ago. Okay, so very much a need for, you know, our rescue as well as the many others. But fostering for us, like I said, is critical. We don't have a shelter that we can put another cage in or set that up to take in another pet. We need a home or somewhere for that pet to go in order to say yes. So real stories happen every single day. You know, people go out in the spring and they turn over the canoe behind their shed and there's a litter of, there's a litter of kittens. I say they fall from the sky, literally. I don't know where all they come from, but they're here, there, and everywhere. And the dogs, again, it's just one reason or another. The economy's not as strong as some, it's been other times. Some people adopted during COVID, and then now they're going back to the office, and they're finding maybe that dog doesn't work for their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So lots and lots of reasons why they come to us. But the bottom line is we do need those foster homes in order to house them temporarily. We do pay for every dime of vet care that they get, that they need. Mm-hmm. We can set people up from soup to nuts with everything they need. So let's say it's someone without a pet. And I'm going to use an example of a cat. They need a litter pan. They need a carrier. They need a scratching post. They need bowls and a bed that the cat may or may not choose to sleep in. But we can set you up with all that stuff that's very generously donated to the rescue. So they don't have to have any out-of-pocket expense. We can also supply the food and litter if that's needed, whether, dogs don't do litter, but dog food or cat food. We do have a generous supporting population, about, 23,000 followers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And a fellow board member, Nora, who coordinates our Painted Paws, which we'll talk about, she realized somehow through the beauty of social media that that's touching 98,000 people.
Wow.
Which is a few people.
Yeah, it's the whole town of Greece, at least.
Right? There's a good way to look at it.
That's amazing. And then what you said earlier, let's just touch on that for a second, because how important is it that for those who are choosing to adopt through GRASP, there's no out-of-pocket cost. So that's one of the main things that I hear is, I want a pet, but they're just so expensive, right? Yeah. That has to be just a great reason in and of itself to help one of these pets.
Yeah, there's certainly adoption fees. So we do charge a fee to adopt, but that adoption fee typically does not even cover the cost of a healthy pet. So we do have to fundraise 365 days a year in order to keep our prices as low as we do. People have suggested that when, the city shelter or Lollipop, the big shelters offer a free giveaway day. Why can't we compete with that? We absolutely can't. We don't have a telethon. We don't have any backing except for our fundraising and hopefully some exciting news coming down the pike. But people liking our page, following our page on social media and liking it, commenting and sharing touches a whole new market. Because sadly, I worry very much that the market might be saturated with pets someday because we are asked, honestly, every single day through our voicemail, through our contact us email, to take in more pets. And unfortunately, sometimes the answer needs to be, unfortunately, we cannot, but here's some other resources to try. And sadly, for the most part, I know those resources are struggling as well.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you're all kind of in the same boat here.
But yes. Same boat, and it's the Titanic now.
And the fundraising is so critical then, and that's exactly why you have a couple of events that we got to get on our calendars coming up here in October. Can you tell us what we're doing?
I sure can. So very exciting. So first thing is we've done some golf tournaments over the years on and off, but we have an exciting partnership with Rise Advisors. They put on a nice tournament for us at Greystone. I understand I'm not a golfer, but it's kind of the Cadillac, of course. I can certainly admire it when I'm there. And it's on Monday, October 7th, and you get some lunch. You also get some hors d'oeuvre-type dinner at the end. There's also some adult beverages there, and you can play as an individual. Or you can grab a friend or grab three friends and have a foursome, and that helps make thousands of dollars for GRASP, which is still a drop in the bucket of our monthly vet costs. So, but it is a great way. It's a lot of fun, I promise you. Like I said, this is our third year. So far, we've been really lucky with the weather. We're hoping we get lucky again. But there's also sponsorship opportunities. So you can do it at a bronze level all the way up to platinum level. And details, if they're not on our website, I'll be sure that they're on there very soon. Or just reach out to us in any way you want to. So they can go to our website and give us a phone call. They can contact any one of us on the board. All of that information is on our website, which is pretty concise and easy to navigate, if I do say so myself. And I'm getting in that more tech-challenged generation, so.
Oh, no, you're not there yet.
I'm not there yet. I'm teetering on it.
It's GraspInc.org, and again, GRASP, Greece Residents Assisting Stray Pets. It's Tammy Becker, who is on the GRASP board, and so we got those events coming up on the 7th and the 19th of October, and we can sign up for those, and then talk a little bit more, continue.
Yeah, I'll talk about our painted paws. So this is a really exciting event. Everybody has fun. We have fun doing it throughout the year. And honestly, I think it probably sounds like you wouldn't want to hang it on your wall. I should have brought you an actual sample, even though I know we're on radio. But we have some really talented and creative people behind the scenes creating some backdrops for our pets to put their paw prints on. You know, we might have a heart-shaped painted on a canvas. And then we have the catwalk across it, and we might give it a little title of, you know, they steal your heart or something like that. So again, very creative people, mostly more creative than myself, creating this artwork really all year through. Sometimes it's easier to do it with kittens than adult cats, mm-hmm. as you might imagine. Dogs, sometimes, again, we get the super cooperative ones. And other times we get super cooperative dogs who don't want their paws touched. So, you know, they're not going to be the ideal candidate for making up some artwork. But that is on the 19th of October. It is from 6 to 8, just an evening event, a couple hours at Fairport Brewing downtown, so the university, 1044 University Avenue. It is a great location. We did it last year. We've done it years past, kind of took a hiatus during COVID, like everything. Mm-hmm. And that took a big hit on us overall, like so many things, COVID changed. Yeah. But tickets are just $35 if you purchase before October 1st, otherwise $40. We did sell out last year, so hoping to sell out again. And again, we have sponsorships for everything from as small as $100 up to $1,000, where we'll throw your name out on our website or our social media, and we'll give you some free tickets. So all of the different levels have a different sponsorship. We also do Chinese auctions at every fundraiser we ever do. We usually do a 50-50, and we do Chinese raffle baskets. So we can use any item that someone wants to donate to us. Maybe they got a gift card for a restaurant they'll never use. They don't care for that type of food. If they find it in their heart or that's an easy way to give, they could give it to us. We could even doctor it up, put it in a whole basket. Again, maybe it's a Mexican restaurant. We give a Mexican-themed basket, tie it up with a nice bow, and it becomes a raffle prize. So anything we can do to make money, like I said, we are tirelessly working to do that so that we can keep our adoption fees as low as possible, make sure that every pet in our care gets every medical attention that they need. Kittens sometimes come in with upper respiratory issues. Mm. We have a dog in our care right now, Esme, that is a tripod. That costs a lot of money for that kind of a surgery. Mm. So some pets cost us thousands of dollars. So again, that's all from fundraising efforts on our part.
It sounds like to me that the more money raised, the more pets saved. Is that correct?
It's really that simple.
Yeah.
It's that hard and that simple
right.
all at the same time,
yeah.
right?
It's excruciating, yeah. I'm sure. But there are ways that we can help out beyond just, maybe I'm not an animal person or maybe whatever the case is. But we all have a heart for pets, and we can all help out.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, we were chatting about a couple examples. You know, sometimes you find the BOGO deal at the pet store, and maybe you just have one kitty at home or one dog, and you don't need two giant bags of food, but it's such a deal, why pass it up? So you can always give one of those to the rescue. That will help us. Again, sometimes people have room in their home to open it up to that dog or cat, but the extra expense of food and the cost, you know, even just to maintain the pet can be a little bit of a challenge. We actually had a number of students step up during COVID.
Wow.
I loved it.
Yeah.
They were graduate students. So again, money probably tight, but we supplied them everything. And again, that was a beautiful thing for a while. Now they've all graduated and moved on. I don't even know if anybody stayed here in our lovely hometown. But, but anyway,
So it's really the community coming together, and it's a beautiful picture of that. And GRASP, again, Greece residents assisting stray pets. The best way to contact you guys, I know the best way that we can get involved right away is by pulling up Facebook right now and following you guys, then liking some of those posts, sharing them with your friends and network. What are some ways, though, if we want to get in direct contact with you about a question or a way that we can help out, that we can get in touch?
So let me first say, so our phone number, and I do have to chuckle every once in a while, we'll have some older people giving it a call numerous times, and they're saying, I always get voicemail. It literally is only a voicemail. So we do have a very, very kind volunteer who manages that every single day. She listens to that and then farms it out. If it's a dog-related question or cat team question, she farms it out to the right people to get in touch with you, or some she knows the answers to herself. She's done this for years for us. But on our website, there's also specific contact dog coordinator, contact cat coordinator, contact volunteer coordinator. So if you want to volunteer and get involved, there's lots of ways to do that. Besides fostering, we call it outreach. So we go and we sit at various events because you're also a Greece resident. Yeah. The Strawberry Festival, we have a table there and just tell people about GRASP if they don't know about it. We were at the Brockport Cat Show, and again, just we staffed the door, and we received a donation from the Cat Club for that. So anything we can do, anywhere we're invited pretty much, and we can go and set up a booth or a table. And I actually wear cat ears. I didn't wear them here because nobody would see them, but they do get some attention. And so I will talk to anybody anytime about anything they can do to help GRASP. And like I said, get involved. There's a way for absolutely everyone to give some time or give some a little bit of money, or in some ways they can as simple as donating their bottles and cans. Right now we have throughout the community there's some collection points that we'll turn them in, and the money, if they mention us, will go to us. So I don't think anybody really likes returning those things. You still have to return them, but again, it's an easy way to benefit the rescue. And that money, the amount of bottles and cans add up from the community.
Sure.
Where you take them back, I think I have, you know, a whole huge amount, and I have $2.50
right.
worth. You know,
right. Very relatable.
Big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of ways to contribute. Again, more information, graspinc.org. And up on Facebook, make sure you're following and interacting with all those
and
posts.
Instagram. And we're
Instagram.
On everything. We have, like I said, some social media people that are pretty creative. We're actually doing some videos that are just amazing. They kind of showcase the animal a little bit nicer than just a still picture.
Yep.
But yeah, we just have some very creative people that can do this stuff. And like I said, it warms our heart and it helps get them their forever home. So.
Amazing. Tammy Becker from GRASP, thanks so much for your time today and for all the hard work you put into helping our community.
Well, it does take a community, and it is a lot of effort. People ask us how many volunteers we have, and I couldn't name it because there's, you know, the core board of 9 people, but then there's fundraising committees, and there's a whole bunch of other committees we have that work together, then our foster-based, and then our supporters. So it even, you know, just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So, but everybody, like I said, it can do at least a small part to help out if they can find it in their heart to help some animals.